Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday night Stargate Roundtable. We're happy to have all of you here, and we have a good show planned toward you again this evening. We'll have Angel Sue to open the call for us, and so, Angel Sue, I pass the talking stick to you.
Thank you, Marita Roberts. And we welcome all of you to Stargate Roundtable. And we're calling in the light of God that never, never fails, the light of the most radiant one. And in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we're invoking those loving energies of Saint Germain and the violet flame to be with us here now as we settle in, coming from the head energy into our heart energy. And calling on our support team, our higher selves, our beloved twin flames, our guides, our masters, our teachers, our angels, our avatars, and our councils of light, and all those from the lighted realms that celebrate the work that we're doing here, just being and calling on our divine self. So with this, just intend that every breath you take on the in-breath is unconditional divine love, ever expanding, ever magnifying. You can hold more and more love. And on the out-breath, that gratitude that can spread throughout the planet, within it and around it, to bring forth more blessings. As all fall into that gratitude pattern, consciously, subconsciously, even the superconscious. And so intend that this be lifted up and continue on by the avatars and the masters, by the angels. And with this, we're going to look within and see what's going on in our bodies at this moment. So from the top of your head down to the bottom of your toes, let that be so, that the words praise, respect, thanks, and love happen for whatever you find, whether it's emotion, mental, spiritual, or physical. So I'll time things for 90 seconds, and I'll mute out now. Praise, respect, thanks, and love. All right, now think about the people that you claim in your life, your family, your friends, your associates, those that you know that are challenged with health issues. And, of course, we're remembering Rama in that aspect and Tara, even Diana, all those that you know about that are facing the opportunity and the challenges, whether they're financial, whether they're physical, whatever aspect, those that you are aware of that have crossed the veil, whatever you see in the news, the whistleblowers, Nasara, Nasara, the Reformation Act, the White Knights, Faction 3, the Forces of Light, all those, whether they're white hats or what we're viewing as black hats, we're celebrating the path that they're on because there's a reason and a purpose in their life's journey to be here now. So with praise, respect, thanks, and love, another 90 seconds, we're calling in that great divine unconditional neutrality, because we are all one, Owati. So I'll clock the 90 seconds for you. Praise, respect, thank, and love all. Very, very good. Now we're calling for the perfect divine happy solution for each one, for all of us, our concerns and those that we are aware of, to find that solution that will just bring about the highest happiness, the highest good. And this is where we call in the law of one, the perfect original law of creation. So we're just going to call in all these different concerns and the beings that are tied in with them, whether they're known or unknown, seen and unseen, every person, place, condition, and thing within, upon, and around this planet throughout time and space. Everything going on. We, with the law of one, have no trauma or karma to pay. It is just the great reset button. So with this, we welcome them and we say to them, we are all one. When one is harmed, then all are harmed. As one is helped, then all are helped. And therefore, in the name of who we are, and we are one with all there is, Owati, we ask that only that which is the highest good of all concerned happen here, where we can truly live our divine purpose, our divine happiness, heaven. So with this healing, with this harmony, with this grace, with all this love, we give thanks that this is done. And so it is. So be it. And we're going to close this section by saying, all men, all women, all children, all beings, all creation, we are all one. And then Marita Robert, for our spiritual path meditation, would you step in for us to hold the energy for the group again?
I am here and happy to do it. And I've had reports of people saying that what you pulled for us last week has certainly worked out well. And so it's like setting the tone and having a whole lot of us hold the field for that to happen. So, yes, do you have your angel cards out?
I do, and I like that thumbnail.
Okay. Well,
if you'll call,
tell me when you're ready.
I am ready, and I'm running my thumbnail over
now.
The deck. Pardon?
I said now.
Oh, now. Okay. Well, then we'll just take the very first card. We'll ask for the second card.
Now?
And the last card.
Now?
All right. Now, this first card that Marita has asked that we pull represents the energies that we can put our thoughts, prayers, and energy work on. So it is a beautiful white and gold butterfly. card is called Harmony, or else also known as Balance. On the back it says, everything is flowing as it should. I am happy. So by choosing this happiness and harmony, I should say, we can anchor this energy in for all beings under the law of one. So let your golden white butterflies, I should say, and gold and white, be the focus Thursday throughout Sunday. Then for the remainder of the time between now and next Stargate, we have a sun, a golden sun, radiating wonderful, curvy, luscious rays of light. It is the card of power, also known as unlimited. So we're standing in some good spaces. On the back it says, knowing my part in divine will, I flow with the universe. So we can really tap in to expanding the box, pushing the envelope, holding the energies for an entire planet. That this power card, this unlimited light, flow forth and bless all. The gift that we are utilizing to enhance this, whether you carry it already or you're being calibrated to hold this anew, it's the yin-yang card. It's got giving / receiving, also known as universal flow. I think we started out our first meditation using this card. It says, I give, I receive, I give, in perfect balance. So you'll be able to push both the male and the female, the positive, the negative, whatever energies you associate with the yin-yang. So, to review, we have harmony, a golden butterfly, balance to hold for now through Sunday. Monday through Thursday, we have the golden sun of power, and it's unlimited to work with divine will and flow with the universe. And the gift that we pull on even more than before is the giving and the receiving, the universal flow to give and receive and receive and give. So this, Marita, I think we have some powerful energies to be in blessed with this next 7 days.
That sounds really good, and it was great to get the feedback this week that other people felt that the tone we set here served them very, very well for all week. You know how much I love the butterfly. I have one on every jacket that I have, and also for the transformational clearing, that's always been the symbol. And back when we had these little stuffed animals, I was guided one day to go into this hotel gift shop, and I resisted, and I started to walk out, and it was, no, you need to go back here. And when I went in there, here I found, like, the little stuffed toy that was the larva, and I found the butterfly. And this is what I was using in my speaking at the time, is like the transformation. So the transformational clearing that I do is all about transforming into the butterfly. So this fits very well for us to transform whatever we are into this magnificent, beautiful being. So thank you for doing that for us. And
yes, I am looking forward to hearing what Carolyn, our rainbird, has
last week they seemed to just fit together so well. And also for everyone to know that if you would like to have Angel Sue do a reading for you, she does those for people, and it's give your email so that people can connect with you that way.
Okay, I'm Sue without an E, so Angel Sue at bellsouth.net.
And if there is anyone that doesn't have access to the computer, you can call me, and I will get the two of you connected. So I just had the thought that we still do have some phone people that don't use computers, so I'll be the link for that if you need to.
Thank you so much, and this is a delightful time.
It is many, many things unfolding, and it feels really good. So thank you, Angel Sue, and then we'll pass the talking stick to Carolyn and let her tell us what's going on in the Mayan calendar this week and how everything links together.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm laughing because we got the sun card right when we have this solar eclipse, so I think that's real cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but today, and we are in, we're still in the wave of Kini, which is that purification and linking with our past. A real good time to purify our past, really. That's really what it looks like. And so today is a 9-ish in that magician solar eclipse, and the 9 is expanded cycle. So we are in the energy of the solar eclipse right now, and 9 is the solar tone. And so that makes sense. And Ish is a visionary aspect, and it's the magician. It's you are the shaman or the priest, and you carry the medicine of the jaguar. So your work often contains the power of timelessness, and you hold up a lantern for others to see, other people, and you work to be impeccable and clear to those around you. Integrity in all forms keeps your alignment with divine will. So here we have no need to manipulate or control others. Each teaches us self-empowerment, teaches self-empowerment to others. And here our light body exists in many realities at once. So seek not to receive your status or recognition from others. Use your intuition of encoded messages rather than your intellect. And be aware of the distractions of creating mental constructs. So that's the guidance from Zoe on each magician, that visionary aspect. That's what we're working with tonight. And so that's a good aspect of work, the work we do here. And then on Friday, tomorrow, we have a 10 men, and men is the eagle. And 10 is that manifestation number, also known as the planetary tone. This is about the manifestation of intention into reality. So let's work with our intentions and manifest them. And, of course, it's with men, the eagle, and I always call that the Nisera glyph. So let's manifest Nisera tomorrow with this energy. And then on Saturday, we have an 11, Seed the Warrior. And so this warrior aspect is about being in integrity as well. So we're still continuing on the integrity part. And let me see where I was. All right. Yeah. So the warrior aspect for Seed on Saturday. 11, letting go no longer serves us. And it's the warrior aspect is about trusting in our journey and bringing awareness to right action, communication with the divine, and access to cosmic consciousness. So that's a good place to communicate if you're letting go of stuff. So let go of by that communication, what you need to let go of, and trust in your journey in this process and be aware of right action with this energy. Okay, and then on Sunday we have a portal day, and it's a 12 Kaban. Kaban is the earth, and it's our job to take care of the earth, so it's about our work. And so we have that with that 12 tone, and that 12 tone is about complex ability and clarity of action and all kinds of good avenues of energy with that Kaban energy, working with the earth, assisting her, listening to what she is saying to us with clarity. And we have that portal energy working with us, so powerful day with a 12 Kaban. And then on Monday, we finish up this wave of Kimi with a 13 Etnav, a mirror. And so that 13, transform, transcend, cosmic transformation. And Etnav, a mirror, another warrior aspect. So work on your groundedness and that wise use of honesty and self-understanding, overstanding. Our gifts are scrying the unseen and fluidity and persistence. So we have that support of that transformation energy of 13 working with it. And so it looks like a productive day on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it's the new moon, the solar eclipse, and International Women's Day. It is a new wave, a one kawak, which is the storm energy. And it's a visionary aspect. So that's great with that solar eclipse and with that new moon energy. So it's about creating transformation for others and lighting clear thought. And its gifts are the possibility of freedom and the power of catalyzing. Kawak is number 19 in the wheel. So it's considered tribe 19. And so that's a powerful number as well, as we know. And then that kawak energy with that eclipse, it looks to be a really good day. Eclipse to me is a reset, and that's a good way to do it. And it's a really powerful way to do it. And we have that one energy as well, the unity consciousness, the magnetic and receptive. And it really goes with that infinity symbol that we got given to be thinking about in that balance. So it's very balanced and very profound. And that new moon is in Pisces. And it is International Women's Day, and it's also my birthday. And then on Wednesday is a 2 Ohau, and that's that rising to Christ consciousness. It's the last solar eclipse at 20 or 0, and it's the sun. And so we got that sun card working with us, and we're working with the sun with that 2 duality, polarity, stability tone. So, and also we're finishing up the 4th unial, which is about good measure and movement, and or self-existing, that 4 tone. And we're moving on Thursday then to a 3 Emish, the beginning, new unial, the 5th unial. And with the 3 tone of activation. So we're going to do it in an active way. So, it's a good week, and the card reading goes quite well with it. It's lovely, actually. So that golden white butterfly on that 12 Kaban day leading up to it, and the solar eclipse energy that we're in, making that reset and all that transformation of shifting from one way to another, allowing those resets to happen in a good way. I think it's just very synchronistic and a good week. So I pass this talking stick back to you, Marita.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. It's just, for me, it's like confirmation that when we get looking at things from two different ways with the cards or with the Mayan calendar, and then having everything, and then even coordinating with the solar eclipse on the new moon, and then we'll be having the lunar eclipse on our full moon later in this month. It's just it's an auspicious time. It seems that where we have been kind of stuck, it feels like things are beginning to move and not be so maybe quite as oppressive as they have been. So I'm grateful. And for me, there's a lot of things that have been moving in my life as well. So it's been following along what all of our guidance masters here are telling us. So, and I want to mention now, I want to wait till everybody was on the call here. BBS has given us a great gift of having a phone number to call in. It's, get your pencils, 605-475-1600. 605-475-1600. And this is a number that eventually we will not need to use the old telephone service that we had, because with this, you can listen to the calls. When you dial in, it'll say, do you want station one or two? And you can choose two. And then for us, they're also giving us a very great gift of, if we want to listen to the archives, we can do that by pressing 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, or 5. And that part I have not tested out. I have tested out the part of being able to call in and listen to the call. So 605-475-1600. And this will be a very good sound for you that you'll be able to hear very well. And we shouldn't have some of the static and problems that we might have had in the past. So utilize that. If you have any questions, call me 317-773-0061 or email me at stargatemarita, M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A at gmail.com. So, Tara and Rama, what do you have? What's going on any of the system? Any of what kind of phone calls have you been having? And who have you been talking to?
Greetings,
everyone. Well, what phone calls have we been having, Rama?
All kinds of wild stories that I can say.
Well, tell everybody what you did yesterday. Don't remember.
From day to day, it is getting more wild by the nanosecond.
Oh, come on now. You remember what you did yesterday. Here, I got to go find it now. You got an intuition to go up to the Tsuki Pueblo.
Yes.
And you went to the place where the church is there.
Yeah.
And then you got out and you were walking by the church, and you got approached by one of the Pueblo elders.
Yes.
And his name was?
Four Feathers.
Four Feathers Ree. I don't know about the Ree part, but they said his last name was Ree or something.
Yes.
And
he took me to one of the kivas there to show me these petroglyphs concerning the Hopi prophecy and what's unraveling here with the larger story about Mr. Hare and the whole fiasco we're watching. And he described Mr. Hare as...
Well, he did you something first, remember? He took you down
into
the kiva. There's a kiva there. It's carved out of rock, solid rock. It's 30 feet deep, and it's very wide, and it's circular, underground, sacred, Hopi, ceremonial kiva space. And what they do is they... they make a hole in the very center of the circle, and then they put a ladder down, so you go down into the on a ladder.
Yes.
And then on the rocks, they had carved petroglyphs that onto the rock walls, and the first set of petroglyphs told the whole story of the Hopi prophecy. And the next set of glyphs told the whole story of the age of the sixth sun.
Yes.
Which, as Dahani Yahu said, began at harmonic convergence. In other words, we're done with the age of the fifth sun, which was from Egypt till now. And we're completing it, you might say. Yet that was the initiation of the age of the sixth sun, and it slowly, the energy incrementally expands and increases and deepens so that it doesn't put a shock to the system. And at the same time, the denouement of that which is no longer needed from the age of the fifth sun, which is this last really 13,000 years.
Yes.
Since the invasion of the and the occupation of the dragons, the naughty ones.
Right.
And so, and he explains in the story that the age of the sixth sun is equivalent to the age of the Sat Yuga.
Yes. This golden age.
And that the golden age is the first 2,000 years.
Yes.
Yes. And then, which is Aquarius, age of enlightenment, the first part of it. This is four times longer than all the other yugas, which means a galactic yuga is 26,826 year cycle, an 888 cycle, Lionsgate cycle. And so four times that.
Yes.
So this, I think it's you, Kathy. We can hear you munching around or doing something. Thank you. Okay. No? Okay. It's about 100,000, 108,000 years, you know, like the 108 mala beads?
Right.
Something like that, in and around there. So anyway, they round it off and say 100,000 years of peace. And so then the third set of glyphs was depicting the blue star Kachina and the red star Kachina returning to our fourth quadrant of our Milky Way galaxy.
Yes.
And that he said that four feathers said it represents Sirius A, Sirius B, and Sirius C, and the Syrian Council of Nine, of which President Obama is the ninth member of that Syrian Council of Nine.
Yes.
That's what Fourfeather said. And the red star Kachina represents the ancient beings of Mars, of which on this earth plane represents all of the ancient Mayans of this world. And it's not just about the color of one's skin.
No.
It's about the 13th tribe of Israel, Isis Ra Elohai returned. And that's really talking about the 144,000 returned, representing this Mayan influence. In other words, in all races, all colors, all creeds, all indigenous origins all over this planet have 13th tribe ancient Mayans returned to help them. And I think that's us.
It is.
And so then he said the gist of this guided tour, Fourfeather said, is to awaken consciousness of the hour at hand, which is, this is the time for full disclosure, for awareness of awareness, as the book Buddha in Red Face has taught us, and no more war, and only universal peace and love. Then Four Feathers went on to say Donald Trump is one of the ancient archons.
Yes.
Attempting to rally again Lucifer's scattered forces into a unified field. Four Feathers said this is already an ultimate failure, as the timelines have indeed changed. This is the age of peace and love and mutual overstanding of our multidimensionality. And then he said, watch this coming full solar eclipse on March 8th. Happy birthday, Rainbird. International Women's Day and the age of the goddess of faith in divine wisdom. And he said, this energy is going to go way higher than any of the other energies that have come in.
And this ties in with all the different stories about full disclosure. Captain Mark Kelly is back on Earth. He has thousands and thousands of pictures of ships that came and docked at the International Space Station. And he knows all about E.T. Corey, the secret space program, the Spear Alliance. Yet if he breathes a word of this, he's a dead man walking. So he has to play, you know, like Captain Mark Kelly works for NASA, the, you know, husband of Gabby Giffords. But the story is so huge.
Yeah, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly are one of the are members of the 13 families,
and they support gun rights. And it's kind of a twisted issue. I'm not going to get into that yet. Why do you need a gun when you have the energy of Mother, Father, God?
Well, that's supposed to not work somewhere around here somewhere.
That's right. Also today, leading up, I talked today to Ranamu, anonymous 7.5, and an Afghani woman who just wanted to be called Mama. And I have never met this woman before, yet she knows Mr. Karzai, the former head of the Afghanistan government, and just another shill for the corporate structure called the USA, where Afghanistan has been a satellite client of the drug-running operations for the 13 families. And what Mama talked about today is that cave in Afghanistan where they found a Vimana still in operational condition after, I don't know, 13,000 years or even more. And they say this was... I'll spit his name out. The one who started Zoroastrianism. This Vimana is the personal shuttlecraft of
Melchizedek.
Of the Zoroastrian story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Zoroaster was Melchizedek.
Yes.
It was an incarnation.
Yes. Also, this, and 8 U.S. soldiers have left their bodies because they got too close.
Are you talking about this?
Yes.
Eight soldiers, yes.
Yes.
Disappeared, removing the trying to remove the 5,000-year-old flying machine from the Afghan cave.
Yes. Mama said this is an absolute real story. This has got all the world's governments kind of chattering a bit.
And George Nuri talked with Steve Quayle about it on
now this also ties in with the Ark of Gabriel.
And they also have these stone petroglyphs connected right there at that cave. And it tells the story in petroglyph. Pictographs, you might say.
Yes.
From ancient accounts found in the Sanskrit epic of the Mahabharata, that we know that this Vimana measured 12 cubits in circumference with four strong wheels. Apart from its blazing missiles, the Mahabharata records the use of its other deadly weapons that operated via a circular reflector. As switched on, it produced a shaft of light which, as focused on any target, immediately consumes it with its power. Most intriguing of all about this report is it is stating in the petroglyph there that it's not just any Vimana, rather it's the and that it's been discovered in those ancient petroglyph writings of a sort on the stela there contained in the cave where it was discovered. It claims that its rightful owner is this ancient prophet Zoroaster, who was the founder of arguably one of the most important religions of all time, Zoroastrianism. And that's got to do also with the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes.
Tara and Rama, you somehow or other you dropped off and they had to call you back. So we've missed maybe a minute or two here.
Oh, we never even saw them call us, but...
Yep, can you hear us now?
Yes, you're fine.
You didn't drop off from my end. No, we didn't drop off.
Okay. So where did we? Where did you miss us? Where? Oh, we never lost. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So it's just for whatever reason, I couldn't hear you, and then all of a sudden you came back on. So I'm not sure what that's about either. So
I just wanted to complete. Mama, the Afghan lady, also said the story about the Afghan cave is also connected with the Ark of Gabriel, which was found in the city of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where the Kaaba stone is, very near the Kaaba stone. And what this lady, Mama, talked about is all of these ancient sidereal technologies are beginning to be found, and also there are cryogenesis chambers that are being found all over the planet. A lot of them are in Saudi Arabia, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and it has to do with this ancient war that was called the Mahabharata. That was a real war that happened in Earth's skies during, you know, this time where what Ranamu explained to me, along with Anonymous 7.5 and this lady Mama, that the story of Krishna showing up to Arjuna and showing him, Arjuna, his universal form in the Mahabharata before he went to battle against his own family for whatever reasons at the time, yet they were using the same kind of weapons that they were used during the movies Star Wars. And what all of this is bringing into the forefront now, the 13 families are drooling, literally drooling, of trying to get a hold and control and utilize these sidereal weapons, yet they have no idea, no business what they're doing, because you need to have a conscious, pure heart to be able to approach these technologies, because they're sentient, they're self-aware. They have the amino acid computer matrix within themselves, just like the ships on the Ashtar Command ships. And they will take you out if you approach them with intentions other than the office of the Christ. And this is not a warning. It is just a fact of the principles of these quantum physics technologies that our scientists, nobody is really talking about this. It's only on the fringe of our stories of the media, simply because, you know, Sig Heil, where are your papers, Schweinhund? it is at that place right now. I mean, Mr. Hare is playing out the story right in front of us. Tom Hartman read a story today about a college professor during the time of Nazi Germany where, you know, it was first they came for the Christians, then they came for the Jews, then they came for the gypsies.
Where are your papers, Reinhold?
It is at that place right now. I mean...
Uh-oh, we've got an echo.
Story. Right?
Thank you, Doug. I think it's because...
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you, Caroline. Did you want to say something?
No, I'm taking notes. I'm thrilled. This is fascinating.
Okay. So,
and I do have a question from an email from somebody that you had mentioned Israel, and they were asking, okay, how is an ISIS and how is all of that part fitting into what you're speaking about with, and they mentioned with, how does that connect with Mr. Hare?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Are you meaning they're asking about ISIS being ISIL? You mean those terrorists over there or something?
Well, they're just asking how all of this connects to Israel.
Okay. Let's say.
And we don't want to divert from your story with the what you're doing with the elders there. But that's, you can keep that in mind as you go along or when you finish.
Okay. Well, let's just say, remember last week, going back to last week when the King of Swords and Bono called up Rama.
Yeah.
And said that the message from Cobra is tied and his ideas are tied in with the Dinar story. And that that ties into the major players at the top, which are Phil and Wendy Graham.
Correct.
And they received their Nasara blessings. And that was just like Mother says, I always give you enough rope to hang yourself. Here, have all these billions of dollars. Let's see what you do. And that's connected with the mega evangelical ministers and leaders, which is connected to the Trump and to the Tea Party. And that's how that story of which I think the question was asking about. And there's and then that all connects with the agenda makers, which is the Mossad.
Yes.
That's Netanyahu and they're not really Jews, they're Khazarians. And they're also Nazis.
They're claiming they're Jewish people, but they're not Jewish people.
No, they claim that as their religious connection. Yet you might say that Hitler was a Jew, too.
Yes, he was a very prominent Jew.
And he was an elitist Jew.
Yeah.
And that's what the Khazarians are. They're not really in the religious aspect. They're in the political aspect, and they're also connected to the church.
And this E.T. Corey, in his latest story, talking about the history of our solar system, talks about this during the time of Madame Blavatsky and, as you know, the late 1870s, 1880s, 1890s into the early 1900s, the Thule Society, the Vril Society, they were tied in also with Aleister Crowley. All of these other occult, mystical groups around the planet, as the stories were starting to leak out, because all these explorers were starting to do various venturous things exploring the planet, and in this whole part of the story, a being named Asket came through this blonde blue-eyed girl that was, I think, groomed by the Vril Thule Society to be a channel for these Pleiadian Syrian beings who were using this channel to download the Vimana blueprint so that these people, the inner circle of Hitler and his Thule Vril Society, took the blueprints, actually built and reverse engineered the technologies.
And used it for death.
This yeah. ties into with the Secret Space Command and all the other things E.T. Corey talks about, yet all of this stuff is absolutely real because it ties in with all these other ancient sidereal weapons right now and beings that are being found all over the planet, and they're waking up inside their stasis bodies.
You kind of confused me, Rama, because when we talk sometimes about E.T. Corey, we're talking about the light, and then at times we're talking about the dark.
Yeah.
Because E.T. Corey and a lot of his people were completely controlled.
They got duped, and they had to play the game. Then they woke up, in a sense, out of their mind control and said,
And they got help from the Blue Avians.
They got help from the Sphere Alliance, and which is part of Mother's People.
And this is where I know we got to go now, but to finish that idea of connected to Israel, because Israel are war criminals.
Yes.
And Hitler was part of the Khazarian leadership elite, and what they did with this technology is they reverse engineered everything, and they used it for ethnic cleansing.
Up to this day,
and the replacement this day are these things that are called the Saint Germain Trust and the Kuan Yin Trust and the Dinars and the Dongs and the Zimbabwes. That's all connected to the reverse engineering and ethnic cleansing.
Not happening.
And they have now, the King of Swords told Rama this morning, that door where that evil dwells has been sealed. And there will be not one thing happening with Dinars, Dongs, and that will never happen ever, 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 because those people were planning to ethnically cleanse everybody they've been promising since 2004, all these wonderful things. That is over. The door is closed. So that's a good question. Did we answer the question?
And the other question Commander Randy has just sent in also, the Gods of Egypt movie, he wants to know if that is about the Anunnaki.
In a certain sense, yes, because they play with it and they don't portray the Gods of Egypt in the movie as benevolent beings that are coming to teach the ancient wisdom of Atlantis. It's about power and, you know, one group of ruling class over a group of serfs or slaves. And, you know, it's done with CGI animation. It's, you know, very awesome what they show, but so much violence and death. We don't need to go there right now.
No, we never did.
No. And something, I just want to squeeze this out. James Twyman on March 21st is going to hold a meditation at the next Trump rally, wherever it is, and he wants everybody at that moment to do a world group meditation as he is there with Trump at that Trump rally.
And he wants 100 million people to participate.
Yes, I think it is just so awesome.
Mr. Twyman thinks big.
I passed the talking stick.
Okay. Well, I know that Caroline is interested in what we're talking about here, so we can, since we aren't on a as tight a time frame as sometimes, we're glad that you were able to go ahead and finish some of your stories here and answer some of the questions that people are texting me and emailing me. So is there anything else that you need to say before we close your part out here, Rama and Tamara?
There is one more thing in terms of that question about how does Israel fit in with this. And it's a story that came out today. It's about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And what she's done is not very nice. And we want to remind everybody, in case they didn't even know, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz received $2 billion from Netanyahu to do the bidding of the Khazarian Nazi that Netanyahu and these war criminals are. And so what she did today is she did something called co-sponsoring a new bill. And it's basically dealing with payday loans, and which are small short-term loans that are meant to be repaid in full on the borrower's next payday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of loan that might be very attractive to a worker living paycheck to paycheck. Yet the problem is that, as well documented, these are loans that are notoriously predatory, with interest rates averaging 390% nationally.
They are loan sharks.
Yet thanks to, in large part, to the work of Senator Elizabeth Warren, as she was in the Obama administration, we have something called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And one of its missions is to create regulations to protect consumers against predatory lending, like, for instance, these payday loans.
Right.
Now, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, according to the Huffington Post, is co-sponsoring a bill that would completely gut the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau forthcoming payday loan regulations. That is evil, and that comes from her allegiance with Netanyahu. And that's the same thing that she's in bed with Hillary. Hillary answers to Netanyahu. And the Mossad runs this government in this country and has been since a very long time. And the Mossad did 9/11. They ordered the whole thing up. And that's the big connection. And the church is in charge of all of that. So all these figures we have out there, how many people died, they're many, 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 many more. As a matter of fact, in the last 20 years, we just learned this more clearly today, not counting World War I and World War II, just in the last, from 1980 actually till now, over 2 billion people have been ethnically cleansed from this planet by these Mossad people. That is a fact, and we don't want to go any further. We just want to send this all back to love. Every divine being that was, taken at the hands of this cabal, and it's important that we know why. But these 500,000 are not going to stay here, and that's why Mother is here, Nasara now. And that other thing had nothing to do with Nasara. Sheldon Neidl put out and stuff with all those Saint Germain, have nothing to do with it. So let's be clear and let's align with this now. James Twyman knows all about Nasara. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update. And it's really neat that you got to spend time in the Hopi Kiva. That's quite a special opportunity.
It is. Yes.
It's like take us with you there, and it's like feeling it through your body. That's it's a neat experience. So thank you, Rama and Tara, for your contributions here. So our guest tonight is Caroline Oceana Ryan, and she has. Can you say hello? Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I hear you perfectly, Marita, and thank you so much for letting me be here this evening.
All right. Well, she has been working, getting some information out, and she's also the person who has put up the GoFundMe page for Rama for his surgery, etc. So do you have I didn't ask Rama for a report on that. Do you have a report on where we are with that, and before we get into all of your things?
Yes, absolutely. And it's I think the campaign is doing very, very well. And so far, let me see here if I can get the exact number, 116 donations so far, which is astounding. And it's at $6,855, which is really wonderful. So we're almost halfway there, almost halfway to 14,000. And it's only been up for a few weeks. So I am thrilled. And we just have to get Rama healthy enough to get him on the road, I guess.
Right. So, well, yeah. At least now we have enough for the surgery and for them to get there yes. And have the facilities and the food for that part. And then we still need to work on the recovery part and what else is needed. So,
and Marita,
yes.
Robert,
yes.
Caroline, I just wanted to, Rama called them up the other day because there's $4,900 in our account. And so he asked them, you know, they sent that when it got to that much, they sent that and put it in the credit union. And then what he learned is that it can take up to a week, like up to 7 days for each additional 500 that comes. But it can take once there's another 500, then you got to add another week before it gets put into his account. So at the moment, we're still at $4,900. Mm-hmm. So in other words, in order to actually travel, we need at least 6,000, mm-hmm. you know,
okay.
to go. Yeah. Right. And we have bills and things that we got to do. Yeah.
Well, you know, if people can, if they're at all able to contribute via PayPal, that would go into Rama and Tara's accounts much, much more quickly. So maybe yeah. that might be the way to go at the moment. You know, it helps them with their rent and their bills as well. So even if you can only send $10 or $15, don't consider that too small, because if 100 people do that, that really adds up.
Yes.
If 20 people do it, it still adds up.
Yes.
So it's a big help. It's really a big help. So huge thanks to everyone yes. who's contributing. And, you know, I'm glad at least the $4,900 is in that account. That's good. So we're getting there.
Okay. And then before we leave this, tell people how to do, if they want to go to the GoFundMe or if sure. they want to do the email or the PayPal, let's give that information.
Well, you would simply go to GoFundMe.com and then it's / Rama Surgery. And if you forget that, just go to GoFundMe.com and put in a search for Rama Surgery, however you want to do it. And it'll take you to that page, or do a search for Rama Berkowitz. It's very easy. And then let me see here. For PayPal, I guess, what do you prefer, Rama and Tara? Do you prefer that people use the Hotmail, Koran, koran999@hotmail.com. So it's just Koran, Koran is in Nancy, and then followed by three nines, and that's at Hotmail.
No, four nines.
Oh, four nines. I'm so sorry.
It's
Koran,
okay.
99.99. Four nines at hotmail.com.
That's
yeah.
right.
And I just wanted to say our goal, we really want to see this. Our goal would be if we could go the week before Palm Sunday, which would be not this Sunday that we would leave, but we would leave next Sunday on the 13th, like really early in the morning. And then we'd stay there for, you know, it would take a week before we could start coming back. And yeah. so then we would leave the next early Sunday morning, you know, to come back. And so we would do our show from Marshall's house in Las Vegas during that middle point.
That's nice.
And I'm just saying, you know, things are moving so quickly.
They are.
I think, like we said, Rama represents Nasara, that we could, yeah. I mean, let's go into the Easter window and let's celebrate. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring this part up here before we got started. Then I had thought about doing it earlier, but I thought we'll just wait till Caroline gets here. So Caroline has a new book coming out, and there's I did go to Amazon today, and it shows on there the pre-order that if you do this before the 8th, They have two different prices actually on Amazon.
That's right. Yeah. If people go to Amazon and just look up Ascension Manual Part 2, it'll come up. Or if you just put in the Ascension Manual, you'll see Part 1 and Part 2. Both books will come up. And right now, if you the pre-order giveaway is that the book is only $4.99 right now. And also you will get gifts, which include two guided meditations and several ebooks. One of them is the first three chapters of a book written by, I channeled by the collective, and it's on relationships, and it's called Connections. So you would get the first three chapters of that, and that book isn't out yet. But the three chapters are sort of, one is on dealing with unrequited love. One is the collective's ideas on releasing jealousy and insecurity. And another chapter is on singlehood and being on your own. And then you'll get another ebook, which is about allowing ease and abundance. And it's about releasing the sort of hard work and struggle ideas that we're all raised with. This idea that, particularly I know for my generation, people who are, say, over 45, quite often we had parents or grandparents who lived through the Depression, and all we heard was, you know, the world doesn't know what you are living, and life is full of hard work, and most jobs aren't fulfilling. You just have to do what you have to do. And these can be tremendous blocks to accepting abundance. So that PDF, that short ebook, is all about releasing that idea to receive healing energies from it. And it gives you some few practical, simple steps to be free of limiting beliefs and just help you claim abundance rather than feeling sort of squashed by this paradigm that we're all born in. And then the two guided meditations, one is living your life purpose with joy and ease. And you'll work with your life purpose's energy. And these meditations are only about 15 minutes or so. They have beautiful, inspiring music in them that was channeled by Sinea Roman, who is an outstanding channel of luminescence.com. And she channels an angelic being, so that the energies flowing from the collective in these meditations are very strong to free you up from blocks to accepting your higher good, basically. And then the music is also really wonderful and enlightening and full of amazing energies. So there's one guided meditation on living your life purpose with joy and ease. And you're going to learn how to sort of draw naturally into being and acting and feeling and speaking as your higher self, and first working with your life purpose's energy. Most of the people who ask for sessions with the collective, I notice, come in with big questions about their life purpose. Even if they're already living it, they're convinced that they're not, because they're not necessarily earning their money by it. And if you want it to be your day-to-day work, you'll have to create it on a whole new level. So that guided meditation helps with that. And then there's another one. These are MP3s, easy to download. And there's another one about meeting your soul family and twin flame, so that you're absorbing the energies of your soul group's earth mission. You're connecting energetically with other people in your soul group and with other light workers who have similar interests and passions that you have, so that you can meet up with them much more easily in real life, in your outer life. You can release emotional attachments to people and situations that are no longer for your higher good. And then you meet with your twin flame and you speak with him or her. And the thing is that if you do order the book now, between now and March 8th, please send me your Amazon receipt. Just forward it to tamtam2gifts@gmail.com. So if you would just forward me your Amazon receipt to that email address, tam2gifts@gmail.com, and then I'll send you those gifts with a huge thank you for your support of these books. And I think it's kind of worth it, because you don't not only get the lower pricing, but you get these really wonderful chapters from this new book and the PDFs and the guided meditations. And, you know, these are things that are there to make your life fall into place, fall into a higher order, you might say, and fall into come into a higher vibration so that you're releasing struggle, you're releasing feelings of confusion about your life purpose, you're releasing feelings of isolation from your soul family or people who are sort of on your frequency, and you're sort of coming into your own just your own higher self, your own higher essence. And I think that makes life a lot better, a lot more fulfilling.
So you're really, here we are talking about all the gifts and the other things. Let's hear more about the Ascension Manual and the pictures. The colors are just absolutely beautiful in in that picture. I mean, it's like I was amazed how vibrant and everything the colors look.
Yeah, because the idea of these books, I think, I kind of just asked for intuitive, you know, direction on what covers to choose, and because I publish as an indie publisher, and the idea being that this new earth is so vibrant, and it's sort of like we walk through life, you know, sort of almost as if we're in a black and white movie and not in the artistic sense. We're sort of just caught in a sort of lower frequency where we're full of our worry thoughts and we're full of projections into the future and we're sort of struggling with where we are at the moment. And if there's something good, that's fantastic. But if there's something that's gone awry, the teenager at home is kicking up some kind of trouble, or they're in trouble, or we're afraid for them because they seem depressed, or the job is not fulfilling, or that it's too hard to pay the bills, and on a lot of people are experiencing a shift in their relationships or feeling that they ought to move to another place or try other work, because these energies coming into Earth right now are just so powerful. And these books, I think the collective are really using them to set our energies into a higher order, as I say, but also just to encourage us and to remind us that the new earth is here right now. We're creating it right now. And if we can just lift our eyes up out of all this negative, narrow, dark conditioning that we've been given since we were born, and just come out of the density of the third dimension and open up to the beauty and the brightness and the brilliance and the light of the fifth dimension, that we will cease to look at the issues of our lives as being big and as troublesome as we think they are. We'll understand that, well, this is a challenge on the path, but this doesn't define me. And all of the questions, this book, just like part one, the Ascension Manual part one, each chapter starts off with a question. Sort of like I'm really, why do so many, in the first book, somebody asked, why do so many light workers, so many seemingly spiritual people seem to struggle with money in abundance? Why does it seem like there's never enough? Or I never seem to feel that well. I'm always sort of tired or feeling stressed or what have you. And we follow the same exact format in this book, except that every question comes not from me or just somebody I happen to speak to, but it comes from the readers of the first book and the readers of the weekly messages to light workers. And so I can read a few of the questions, which are just fantastic. The very first chapter, the reader wrote in and said, please tell us more about the new earth, the social changes, the political changes, monetary changes, replicators, free energy, healing the earth, you name it. Mm-hmm. And the collective start off by saying, first understand that the new earth is here now all around you, revealing herself each day with increasing power and visibility, so that the shifts and events that are taking place, from social and economic changes to new technologies to healing the earth, are already beginning to occur. And these miraculous shifts and transformations are becoming a natural part of your day, which kind of ties in with what Ram and Tara were talking about, I think. And they say, though it may take some time to realize them fully, you are already intuitively aware of much that is occurring and will occur within the next few years. And they go on to talk about free energy and how in October of last year, these free energy devices came on the market that were designed and built by Dr. M.T. Keshe of the Keshe Foundation. And they're saying free energy devices have existed, before now, since the fall of Atlantis and Lemuria, certainly we've heard of Nikola Tesla, for one, and there are others who are mainly unknown who preceded him, they're saying. And Dr. Keshe and his team have met with resistance and suppression of ideas from the what they call the old quickly dissolving power structure, because they've done so well from the profits of fossil fuels all over the planet. But they're saying, unlike Tesla and many others since, Dr. Keshe's ideas will not be suppressed, nor will he and his facilities be destroyed. He not only has galactic protection, but an angelic force watching over him and his team at all times, which I intuited, and I fully believe in. Otherwise, I don't think that he would have made it this far. And I know that there was an attempt made on his life, but he survived that. And they talk about what I think is basically the use of plasma, that the essence of the new technologies will draw upon the most basic energies of the universe itself. And it's not so much a resource as sort of the flow of energies all around us. And they just go on and talk about the different inventions, and people are really fascinated by this, the early readers of the book and the people who are going to be doing the first few reviews of the book are really thrilled to read this.
So questions about is it galactics or angelic beings or some of both help people understand where this information, how it is being transmitted and from where?
Well, I would have to bring in the collective for them to answer that, because that's an excellent that's an excellent question.
Okay.
So why don't I bring them in right now, actually, because I'm not sure where these ideas are coming from. So
okay.
We'll just take a moment, and what I do is just ask Divine Mother to be present with her beautiful energies. Namaste, Mother. And then I ask Archangel Michael to come in as well with his loose sword of truth, so that only truth is spoken here. Namaste, Lord. And then I'll ask the collective to come in as well. Well, greetings, friends. And we are very pleased to hear of this beautiful news, this beautiful story told by Lord Rama and his lady, and these beautiful breakthroughs, and very pleased to be here to speak with all of you today. And so there was a question, was there not, regarding where the ideas for these new technologies come from, whether they come from the galactics and or the angels or elsewhere. And we would say that, yes, this is an excellent perception, because they do indeed come from the higher realms, and understand as well that there is a powerful telepathic communication in between and in and amongst galactic races, particularly those who are working in cooperation, quite closely in cooperation at the moment, to develop and not so much to invent these technologies, they do exist, but to plant the seeds of these ideas into human minds and human inventiveness and ingeniousness, which is very great. You are all great beings. You are not small. You are divine beings. You come from the higher realms, as do any beings seeking growth and expansion in this universe. But we would say that you have taken on, in your third dimensional journey, a much smaller and lower form of consciousness. But you are now breaking through that, so that you are simply owning and coming through and allowing these ideas to flow through. You are simply owning and reclaiming that ingenuousness and that higher aspect, which is always a part of you. You are reconnecting with it. We should say perhaps that the phone line has been connected and you are getting calls through now. And so that where there was a blank or a lack of information, except for a precious few, there will be now many millions coming up with new ideas, new designs, new inventions, new forms, new programs. Some of them will be social programs. Some of them will be pure technology. Some of them will be forms of healing, which employ what you are already seeing in terms of many energy healers who are simply using the images in their own minds and a form of manipulation to get energy, mental manipulation to get energies flowing again that have gotten stopped up, and meeting with forms of resistance in the human body. You will see new forms of education and transportation, and you will see teleportation as well as telekinesis and telepathic communication, so that in time telephones will not be necessary. And indeed, for many, they are not necessary now. For instance, Lord Rama received a very clear message from the elder who spoke with him the other day that he was to come visit, and he answered that. And the native nations have used these star nations, particularly their shamans and their medicine men and women, have used these star nations' gift of telepathy for many thousands of years, and quietly in many tribes and communities have retained that gift. And so they will be sharing many ideas rather than being shunted to one side and being called foolish or old-fashioned or it's a lot of hokum, such as they would have heard for several hundred years. Now those elders will be listened to and their input highly valued. And that is a great forward movement indeed. Yes, that is high progression. But we would say there is a degree to which these ideas merely come from your own higher selves and your own souls, and they are part of the life mission that you have come here to complete. Yes.
And the information that you have brought through about, the fact that many of us grew up during the Depression or had our parents grew up during the Depression, and we have carried over some of those ideas of lack. How can they connect with the collective themselves or ask for that divine intervention so that in order to do the spiritual work that they are willing to do, they're not struggling with the physical in the way that they may have been in the past because they have been carrying this belief system? So how can they ask for help?
Yes, the belief system is an energetic construct. Part of it is built on technology and part of it is built on mental programming. It has different aspects, and we didn't go into all of it now because it is dissolving. But it is not difficult at all to ask for help. But we would say ask for it, require it, rather than simply pray sort of, please help with this, and oh, I'm in trouble with this, and please come in and try to move this situation a bit because I feel a bit lost or alone or troubled by this. Put yourself in the place of the co-creator. Claim your divine creation abilities. And say to your support team, as we call them, your higher self and spirit guides and angelic guardians, say to them, I now require you to work with me in dissolving all blocks I hold, conscious or unconscious, to receiving the abundance that I know is mine. I already know that I have more money, more abundance, more wealth, more gold than I could ever hope to use in 100 lifetimes. I know that that energy flows all in and through and around me at all times. So I require you now to show me the steps in creating that out in outer terms, in visible terms, in terms that I can actually put into my credit union account and actually pay bills with. I don't want just theory. I want actual steps, and I require you to give me this now. So we would say step up to the role of creator. Don't sit and wait. Don't ask, maybe, is this okay? Don't think in terms of, I'll pray for it, but I've still got my doubts. Create. Think in terms of, I am drawing this up now. I am working with the energy of abundance, and I am molding it into visible, actual, tangible evidence, actual, tangible bills paid, debts dissolved, savings growing larger, and children's college education paid for, and et cetera. And we would say, think in those terms. Think in terms of bringing that which it flows constantly around you, that energy that is constantly waiting for your beck and call, and bringing that into your physical body, and we can into your atmosphere, into your energy, into your aura, whatever you wish to call it. And we can quickly take you through a meditation. We may have done this on this program before, but we can quickly take you through a meditation in which you are working directly with energy. You are as we have done this meditation many times, you are seeing a pillar of divine golden light pouring down from the great central sun, who is Alcyone. And that pillar pours straight down through your crown chakra, straight down through your body and into the center of the earth. And there it finds the great crystals. And these great beings are your friends, your allies. They are absolutely cheering you on, and they are there for you at every moment. Anytime you desire wisdom about physical healing or emotional healing, about creating greater abundance in your life, about relationships, you can go down into the center of the earth in your awareness, visit the great crystals, walk through them because you will have no density there, whatever, and ask to require their help. We would say require their help. Tell them, I require this of you now. And you have the authority to do so. They are there to serve and to support you. But see, this divine pillar of golden light has gone straight through you and straight down into the great crystals. And now that light is lit up by the great crystals, and it's flowing out in perfect geometric pattern, sacred geometric pattern, throughout the crystalline energy grid, which covers the entire planet. So you have now energized the planet with the higher energies from Alcyone, the great central sun. And this is a beautiful thing, because you anchor daily these higher energies. This is a very conscious way of doing it. And now you see that light coming back up this pillar, this divine golden light, coming back up the pillar and back up into your body. And it goes into your heart. It spreads further and further out from your heart in all directions, so that you are lighting up the entire world with these higher energies, which have taken on the love of your heart. And then that energy, those energies spread out even beyond the planet, out into the universe. And then in your awareness, follow this pillar of divine golden light up into the higher realms. And you're going to go higher and higher and see yourself reaching up through the dimensions until you come to the place where some say it's the seventh, some say it's the ninth. It doesn't matter what the number is. In your mind's eye, come to the place where there is a sea of energy, a live, sparkling light, which is energy, which has yet to be formed. It is waiting for you to call upon it. It is waiting for you to form it into visible, tangible objects or money or situations. And you see now coming toward you a beautiful ball of fiery, sparkling light. And this is perhaps $5,000, perhaps $10,000. You wish to dissolve a debt. It may be something more intangible, such as simply abundance consciousness. It may be the feeling, the realization of how wealthy you truly are, and the generosity and the thankfulness that results from realizing how completely wealthy you are, so that you never have to worry about money again. And this is not because someone handed you a check. It's not from any temporary situation. It is from the eternal situation of realizing how powerful you are in this universe. And so now you are connecting to this beautiful ball of sparkling light, whatever it might be for you, a new job or money or a whole new level of consciousness, and you are connecting a ray of light from your heart to that ball of sparkling light, and you are sending, you are imbuing that light with characteristics that you would like this thing to have. And perhaps you're thinking, well, what do you want this sum of money for? All right, you're thinking, I want to dissolve debt, or I want to go on this wonderful trip to this sacred site in Wales or Ireland next year, this year, or I have to fix the roof on my house, whatever it's for. Think in terms of the essence of that request. If you wish to just explode your abundance consciousness to unknown heights and to never come down from that and to keep growing in terms of abundance, and concentrate on that characteristic. And now you are matching your own energy to that of the sparkling ball of light. You're building that same beautiful energy all in and around you, so that your entire being, your whole aura and your body and your emotions and mind carry this exact same form of energy and the exact same vibration. And you are vibrating on the same level, so that it's if this thing is, this energy before you sings out a tone and your energy sings out the identical tone, and you match perfectly. And you simply draw all of the energy of this beautiful sparkling ball of light into your being. And now do you see what you have done? You have anchored the energy of this abundance, or this sum of money or this situation or opportunity or this new job. You have anchored it into your being so that it is now a part of you. You have anchored it into your own dimension, and you have anchored it into your daily reality. And you simply continue to do this very simple process, which once you get used to it, it will take maybe 5 or 6, 8 seconds to do. And you simply, you're going to follow this beautiful column of divine golden light up into the higher realms, see this sparkling ball of energy, concentrate on the traits that you're asking for, not merely the outer form, but the particular characteristics, the essence of it, of the thing. Create matching particles in your own energy, draw this to you, and then say to your guide, say to your support team, tell me the next step, I'm listening. If there's something I need to do to create this outwardly, show me what it is. And simply continue to return to the higher realms and keep doing this process until the thing manifests. And if something comes to you intuitively, then we would say that is wonderful, do that. Now, perhaps you will not get an intuitive message. Perhaps the thing will come to you without very much or any outer behavior on your part. But if there is something for you to do, be open to what that is. And so we would say, come out of this third dimensional paradigm, which says, well, you're only as wealthy as the money that you have at the moment, because we assure you that there are millionaires and billionaires who have a scarcity belief about them. They are constant. They're desperate to have more money because they're frightened that they don't have enough, which to the average person sounds ridiculous. But if you have a belief in scarcity, if you have a belief that abundance constantly eludes you, you will tend to live that out regardless of how much money comes to you. If you are terrified to give to others, if you feel that generosity is for fools or only for millionaires, money will have a much harder time coming to you because you have informed money with your own thoughts, your own emotions, and your own energy that it is just too troublesome to have around. You have pushed it off in a way, unseen, unknowingly. And so we would encourage both the realization of how wealthy you already are and the actual practical practice of going into these meditations where you are working with what you wish to create with energy, and you are working with it there at its most basic and its most nascent state. And that is a beautiful moment for your consciousness because that puts you in the driver's seat. That puts you in a position of being captain of your own ship and not feeling that you are simply at the whim and the whims and whimsy of outer circumstances and whether the boss wants to give you a raise or not. You are the one in charge. You are the creator here. And you are the one forming this beautiful energy into visible outer form because you've desired and decided to do so. And this is what a creator does. They explore. They invent. They design. They create from the heart, because they desire to do so, not out of desperation. And that is a very great leap forward for most people, yes.
Thank you so much. That we appreciate all of the beings that are assisting us in understanding all of this. And we are grateful for your ability to help to connect that with this dimension.
Oh, certainly. And you may call on a higher being. You may call on an angel, a group of angels, an archangel. You may call upon your own spirit support team and your own soul for assistance. You may call on anyone for any of these, but the decisive moment is still your own. You must still grab the reins and be the one to create quite consciously. And this is your fifth dimensional life that is calling to you now. It is expecting you to take these actions, and it will continue to put you in situations which require you to move into that creator space, yes.
I think the original question was just when you are working with the collective, do you see that as what kind of beings are you you're talking about? And so that we got so much more than what the original question was. So thank you for assisting and knowing that what was really needed.
Well, we speak, and our writer speaks quite often with many who are asking for very practical ways in which to change areas of their life which seem sort of stuck. And this is wonderful because, again, this is the higher self, this is the soul, this is a light worker's own higher essence pushing them to look for a higher solution rather than simply starting by manipulating outer events. Now, certainly there are things that you can do. If you are out driving somewhere and the tire goes flat, you won't want to just sit around. If you realize you have a spare that you can put on the tire, you will probably leap up and do that. But if you, that say, for instance, if there is another problem which is not so easily solved and you do not have a, as they say, the AAA membership or anyone who you can call to come pick you up if the car has simply stopped dead, these energy processes are wonderful for creating solutions where seemingly there are none. And this is how the Creator thinks. You draw seemingly out of the air. You are drawing out of the ethers and working with energy first and then birthing that into outer form rather than simply manipulating outer events. And so we would say this is central to the light worker's path at the moment. Yes.
Do we have anyone else on the team here that wants to ask a question? Or Caroline, if you just want to come back and be Caroline and talk some more about your book, we can do that. I'll leave it up to you.
We are happy to answer a question if anyone has one. We are happy to answer one or two at any rate. And then certainly our writer will come back if you would like. That is fine.
This is Kathy speaking in the background on the team.
Yes, Kathy.
Well, I just want to say that you held my attention. I mean, I feel like everyone is doing the same thing. The way that it came across, I think it is a practical thing. We need practical tools, and we have lots of tools. And I think it's just we need to shift out some of the older tools for these newer tools. And that creative effort you just gave us feels just so right in the moment. Thank you for that.
Most certainly. It is our privilege and our honor to assist, yes. And what you are responding to, we can feel in your energy, is the expansiveness of the idea. And you are relating powerfully to that feeling of expansion. And certainly most people, when they are troubled about finances or health or what have you, family troubles, their energy contracts. And this is not helpful in regards to coming up with a new idea, a new solution, a new way of doing things, being open to one's inner leanings and intuitive messages from one's guides and higher self. The contraction, the fear, the worry, this shuts down possibilities. It is as if you were hanging up that phone line we referred to earlier. And so if one can just be quiet and just meditate and just say to your guides, I require your input here. And if I do not hear you inwardly or see an image in my mind, then you need to send me this guidance intuitively in a way that, you know, via infused thought, for instance, let it pop into my mind as if it came out of the blue or as if it were my own idea. That's fine. But just give me a feeling of rightness about it and let me know. And this is starting at the center and at the beginning rather than coming at an idea, looking for a solution from the outside. You don't enter a house by bumping against the outer walls. You use the door. And so this is the way in, yes. And we are very glad to be of assistance, dear one.
And I'm liking all of it.
That is very fine.
This is Marita again speaking, and I know that there are many people here that would like to maybe ask a question. If they would want to call in, they may do that in 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And while we're waiting for a caller, we will ask a question, knowing that we may be working with some new energies and frequencies, new kinds of sounds for the ascension process. Do you have some guidance for me to work with those new kinds of frequencies?
Well, we would say that many, many millions of light workers are already doing that work in their etheric body at night as they physically sleep. And this is a beautiful point, a beautiful question, because the tonal frequencies and the use of the in human language, the manipulation or the workings, the reworkings of light and color, and the tonal frequencies that accompany these in the endeavor to shift human consciousness. That work is incredibly important right now. It is so vital. There is not a word in human language to express how important it is. And this is why you hear of the galactics coming in, and in a way such as these Blue Avians and others have done, is to shield humankind from the very, very high frequencies, which would come as a shock, be sort of too high a voltage, one might say, for most bodies, and in another sense to interpret and to sort of filter some of these frequencies so that they do reach humankind and the Earth herself, but in a way in which one's consciousness is opened up, and hence there are these questions regarding tonal frequencies and sounds and color and light, which would not have been there perhaps even a year or two ago. And we would say that in terms of asking for help, say to your guides, put me in touch with someone whose work it is to do this sort of work, to work with tonal frequencies, to work with music or tones or chants, or there are whole legions of angels encircling the earth at the moment, singing certain tonal frequencies and doing certain chants and using what would appear to be a form of technology in terms of how Earth people understand how quantum physics work, but we would not use the term technology in terms of how they are manipulating, not so much electromagnetic frequencies, although that does come into it, but that frequency with which humans now vibrate, particularly in terms of how they resonate with the Earth's frequencies, because Earth's frequencies are rising a bit faster than humankind's, and she is already stepping into the fifth dimension, and for most people's minds, she is already there. And you must keep up. You must integrate your frequencies with that of not only the galactic beings around you in order to become a part of their intergalactic confederation, but to be a part of this fifth dimensional Earth that is now being established. And so we would say to your guides, I am needing you now. I'm requiring you to put me in touch with whatever higher being who is operating within the office of the Christ, or group of beings, who will aid and assist me in a conscious way in doing this work. I don't know if I'm meant to work with light or color or both or the tonal frequencies related to them, but I need your guidance. I require your guidance on this. I await your instruction and wisdom on this. And so just show me the first step. If it's too big a vision for me to grasp right now, that's all right, but just show me the first step. And then expect it. And start to speak to these higher beings as if they were already in the room with you, because probably they are. They've probably been with you since childhood and are waiting for you to awaken. So exactly. Start to speak to them and say, greetings, friends. How may I help? I have intuitive understanding of your work, if not a conscious understanding, and show me how I may help you and how I may be involved. And be ready to write down your dreams. If you have interesting dreams, write them down, even if you don't quite understand what they mean. You may see geometric symbols. You may see other planets. You may get snatches of conversations or meetings around a table. That is fine. Whatever it is, write it down. And the pieces will begin to come together. Yes.
Well, we are so grateful for the collective coming in here and helping us understand. Maybe we should let Caroline come back and talk some more about the book and how people can get this and what information. Let's see.
Marita, I want to say one thing, if I could just jump in here about the book. Caroline, I was just on Amazon, and I think I ordered a Kindle for $4.99, but yes. I don't really have Kindle. So that was an accident on my part, and I don't know that others will do the same. Is it that I'm supposed to download an app via Apple, or?
It is fine. Well, we will bring our writer back now, and we send much love and many blessings and namaste, and we are honored to have been among this beautiful crowd of light beings.
Can I talk to you just before you go? One second.
Yes, Lady Master, how may we assist?
It's not a question, but our sister here, Michael, the doula, she came over here and she brought something from another master, pretty much about what you've been talking about. And I was wondering if you would mind, it's not very long, and I could read it to you and to everybody.
Most certainly, Lady Master, yes.
Okay. It's from Rajneesh, and this is what this says. It says, the masters do not tell the truth. Even as they want to, they cannot. It is impossible. Then what is their function? What do they do? What do they go on doing? They cannot tell the truth. Yet they can call forth the truth, which is fast asleep inside of us. I thought that was interesting.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
And then it goes on and it says, he says, they cannot provoke it. They can challenge it. They can shake us up. They can wake us up. They cannot give us God, Goddess, truth, nirvana. Because in the first place, we already have it all within us. We are born with it. It is innate. It is intrinsic. It is our very nature. So anybody who pretends to give us the truth is simply exploiting our stupidity, our gullibility. He or she is cunning, cunning and utterly ignorant as well. He knows nothing, nor even a glimpse of truth has happened to he or she. He or she is a pseudo-master. Truth cannot be given. It is already in us. It can be called forth. It can be provoked. A context can be created. A certain space can be created in which it rises in us and is no more asleep, becomes awakened. The function of the master is far more complex than we think. It would have been far easier, simpler, as truth could be conveyed. It cannot be conveyed. Hence, indirect ways and means have to be devised. Comments, my beloved?
Very, very beautifully put. And this is indeed the moment at which that so many millions now stand at the threshold of awakening and are already awakening. And it is a very beautiful and brilliant moment. And we would say that if you were to see the divine, powerful, and gargantuan light beings now knocking upon the door, asking that you admit that they are there and that you feel and you realize and that you know that they are there, you would be shocked. You would be simply put away. To see, even for the average light worker, one need not be famous or particularly powerful and able to sort of fly around the room. Just the average light worker, the average human being upon the earth now beginning to awaken has whole hordes of higher beings wishing to assist. And it is a great and a beautiful moment. So we thank the Lady Master for that. And we will bring our writer back now. Namaste.
We do have another question from a listener here about experiencing very intense ascension symptoms. They say some days almost making them bedridden as they're so dizzy and out of balance. Is there a way to still receive these energies but not knock the physical body off of balance so much?
Appeal to your guides and tell them you must serve as a filter for these energies because they are overwhelming me. So let them go through you first and then give them to me in amounts that I can handle with grace and comfort because this is too much. If you are able to swim or spend time in a bathtub or even just to take a shower, this can be very helpful. If you are able to lie on the earth or stand or walk on the earth with bare feet or bare hands upon the earth, this likewise can be very helpful, can draw off some of the higher electromagnetic aspect. Drink a great deal of water, preferably water that has been put through a structured water filter. Structured water is very grounding and is extremely helpful. Practice yoga, practice meditation. There will come a time when these higher energies are more fully integrated with your physical body. But at present, you will have to simply use some of these ideas, use what seems to feel right to you, and speak every day, every morning, first thing, after you get up and have something to eat, speak with your support team and say, I need help, I need support in dealing with these energies because it is too much and it is too hard for me to function this way. And no sugar, no caffeine, no dairy, no meat in the diet. This is extremely important. Release those now. They will trouble you on every level. So release them, friends. And so now if there is no other question, we will bring our writer back.
Yes.
Namaste. Okay, wonderful. So thank you so much, Marita. And I just wanted to quickly answer, was it Kathy's question? All you have to do, I can send you the link, or you can just go to Google and put, say, Kindle app, and it's free. And okay. That will show you the link to go to in Kindle, and you just click onto that, and it will tell you what to do. And the books are not available in print at the moment. I should have said that. Okay. But just Google it. Kindle app, and you can download it on your tablet, your iPad, iPhone, your Mac, your PC, anything.
Yeah.
Any smartphone, you can easily download it. If I can do it, anybody can. And it's easy peasy. It's completely free. And then you
just
can read
it. Just put in Kindle app in search.
Kindle app.
Apps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it will take you to the Amazon link too. You can order it and it'll say $0, you know, or you can get it via email either way. And then forward me your receipt to Tam, T-A-M as in mother, T-A-M, to gifts, like presents, at gmail.com. Tam2gifts.
Okay.
Simply do that. And
okay. It's downloading now, so we're on our way. Thanks for that.
Excellent. Okay.
And wonderful. So the email address that they need to use.
As far as receiving the pre-order gifts?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. That's the one I just mentioned, Tam2gifts.
And the word two or the number two?
The number two. Oh, that's a good point. I'm so sorry. Tam2, the number two, gifts, GIFTS. Tam2gifts at gmail.com.
Okay. I thought we needed to go over that again just to make sure everybody got the...
Yeah, thank you.
How to do it for sure.
Because so, I won't know otherwise unless you forward me your receipt. I won't know who bought... Amazon doesn't tell you who buys the book. They just tell you, give you an overall ranking.
Okay.
But, yeah, well, if you go...
What else do you want to say about the book? Is there any...
If you go to my website at CarolineOceanoRyan.com, you'll see a lot of info about the book and info about the pre-order giveaway, and you can find excerpts. I've been doing a lot of the messages to light workers the past week or so have all been book excerpts. They have a whole chapter in both Ascension manuals. They have a whole chapter about dealing with the Ascension process and dealing with the physical and mental, emotional pressures of that. And they also have chapters on dealing with finances and creating greater abundance, creating a higher level of health. They have a chapter on relationships and twin flames and a whole chapter on how to contact your twin flame in meditation. And they also talk about how some people are feeling kind of mired in just feeling kind of sad. Some days that's another ascension symptom, I think, is feeling kind of sad, feeling sort of separate from other people, or dealing with old pain and anger. Ideas and old memories will pop up, and how can I be having these moments of anger or bitterness or whatever if I'm ascending? So they'll address that as well in this second ascension manual. They talk about how ascension happens. They talk about ETs and other life forms, and they have a whole chapter on finding your life purpose, because so many people are just so concerned about that and unhappy in their present job and just wondering how do I make this work, how do I find out what my life purpose is, and how do I create that. So like I say, if you go to CarolineOceanoRyan.com, you know, you'll see all this information, so it's all laid out for you there.
One more small technical question of one of our listeners asking if they download the app, is if they want to do it on their computer and then they decide they want to take it into an iPad or something so they can read it somewhere else, do they need to download it on both?
Yes.
Okay.
On every device that you have, download that app on every device. Some computers, like if you've got a Mac, sometimes they sync up, but I wouldn't count on that for everybody's devices. So just take a look at your device, and if it's not downloaded there, then download it on that one as well, on the tablet as well.
So if they've downloaded your book onto their computer, and then they need to go to, they want to get it on a portable device, can they download it again without a charge, or is that...
Oh, no, it's always free. It's always free. Just go to Amazon. Just go to that link. Go to Google, or if you already have the link, go to that, put in that link, and let me see here. In fact, I have the link. But download it onto every device.
$4.99 to download the book, is that...
You don't pay that again. You don't have to pay that again, because all you do with that Kindle app, all of your books that you have bought in the Kindle store will come up with that app.
Okay. All right. That was the question the listener had.
If you're signed in, no problem. And it's quite a long URL for me to recite to go to. But it's very easy to find. If you just Google Amazon Kindle app, you'll find it easily. So,
right. Okay. Well, we have certainly enjoyed having you share with us so much of your not only your book, but also by bringing through the collective here to answer questions. Welcome back anytime. And if there's anything else that you wish to say before we close out your section here, we give you the space to do that.
I would just say, I'm hugely grateful for this time, and thank you so much, Marita, and thank you so much to your whole team and to BBS, because they're really wonderful. But I would say in general that something that I get comments occasionally on social media or on my website with people feeling very impatient, and that's totally understandable. And they're saying, when is Nisara going to happen? Why do we keep hearing soon? And this is so disturbing. And I completely understand their impatience, but the collective have always said that it's unfolding. It can't happen all in 1 hour or 1 day or 1 week, it has to birth. It has to have a gestation period. And it is unfolding step by step. And train yourself to look for the signs of it unfolding. And understand that your positive feeling about Nisara and your positive feeling about human sovereignty and divine government are part of what created it. So get up every morning and expect it to happen and believe in it and give thanks as if it's already here and get the feeling of having it fully into your being. And this is another manifestation tool, to have the feeling that it's already here. That is very powerful, because the universe will just reflect that back to you. It doesn't know the difference between something you're imagining and something you see in front of you physically. Both are very real.
And Caroline?
Yes.
Yes. I was going to say, like, today was so perfect because that question has come this direction like 100 times more than you've gotten.
Yep.
And again, I was told this over and over and over again, that the reason that this cannot happen is because it would change the timeline. It's like Rama said long time ago, that the story of the crucifixion, that none of that needed to happen. Ashtar could have stepped in and bingo, been all done. Absolutely not allowed. Just like what Rajneesh was saying, just like what you're saying. And that's the reason that we call for contributions. Like people say, why can't you get it from your faction, Three White Knights? It changed. It changes the timeline. And it's for us to actualize and realize that we wanted to teach ourselves what love can do as we do it together.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not a rescue situation at all. It's us feeling empowered and stepping into our co-creator abilities and our light worker fifth dimensional abilities. And nobody can do that for us.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And this is the first time in history that we do this together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the amazing, beautiful, miraculous part of it all.
Which is meaning the Her Story is here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we are, again, so grateful, Caroline, for your contributions. And I want to remind all our listeners now the new number that you can call in to listen if you want to use the telephone is 605-475-1600. 605-475-1600. And then select station 2. And BBS has done this for us as an additional service that we can also, now if you go then when you want to go and listen to the archives, that we can press 345 and get to the archives. So that part we need to test out this week. As I say, I've tested the listening, but not the archives part. So that's we are grateful that they are on the pushing the technology wave. They're just so advanced and so up on what's happening here. So anything else anyone has to say here for the team before we close out tonight? Well, we thank all of you for being here. We are grateful for everyone and for BBS, and we will look forward to seeing you next week. So we bid you good night and blessings on your way as you complete this day. Good night, all.
Blessings. Thank you, Marita.